Hey everybody, my name is Joe Armstrong. Welcome to an Independence Day Fast Forward episode. I'm so happy to bring you this lovely, lovely, and talented woman. Her name is Amy Blaschke. She was on episode 135, which seems like only yesterday. It was just over a year ago. You can go back and listen to that. Drop by indepday.com. That is on the 20th of May of 2015. Like I said, it's like yesterday. Amy, welcome back.
Thank you. Hi, Joe.
It's nice to see you.
Nice to see you too.
To see you. You're one of those people who kind of like spread smiles everywhere you go. And it's cool. I like it when people do that.
So, all right.
So kudos to you for doing so. And man, you've turned around. Your record just came out in October, which seems like yesterday. Time flies.
Yeah,
but you've already now we fast forwarded, and you've got a whole brand new record coming out next week. Are you just really prolific right now? Like, why so quickly?
Yeah, I wrote a lot this last year. As I've discussed with you, you know, was sick with Lyme disease, treating for that. But my creativity flourished, so I had to spend a lot of time resting and a lot of time at home. And I wrote a lot, and just really a lot of new work just kind of emerged. It was really comforting to have that.
And thematically, is this one, Opaline was your most recent one, mm-hmm. and is this one thematically similar? I mean, I've listened to a little bit of it, but it's so new that I haven't had a chance to spin the whole thing.
Yeah, I mean, I think my general approach to songwriting is the same. You know, I'm inspired by life events and relationships and other music. And, you know, I play a lot most nights, and then sometimes inspirations hits and I just follow it, you know? Yeah. I would say that this time I was trying to channel my inner Tom Petty in a way that I hadn't done before. And I was also writing with a band in mind. In the past, I've written sort of under the assumption that I'll be accompanying myself. And mm-hmm. this time I was really wanting to work with Brian Whelan again and wanting to have songs that are suitable for a full band. So that changed my songwriting approach a little bit.
It's a very different approach when you're writing, thinking about performing solo as opposed to writing and arranging something for a full band.
And the sort of technical difference between those, I guess, is in the past I've done more finger picking, and a lot of these songs, you know, I'm playing more rhythm guitar.
And a second ago you said you're going to channel your inner Tom Petty, which people may or may not know is like the patron saint of Independence Day, because there's a poster of Tom Petty sitting in my dining room, which is also our studio. And I mean, I've said many times, like, you know, when I'm confused about something, what I should do in my musical career, it's like WWTPD.
Exactly.
What would Tom Petty do? Because I can't think of another artist who has been more true to their vision and has been good for as long as Tom Petty. I can't think of any band.
Yeah.
I mean, he's been really, really good since like 1977.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
he continues to be good.
And hasn't lost his sense of integrity.
Exactly.
I mean, and you got to be pretty great for people to still want to play with you after 30 years or however long, 40 years.
Exactamundo. So your inner Tom Petty, like what do you mean by that when you say that?
Well, you know, when I saw that Running Down a Dream documentary.
Bogdanovich.
It like really re-inspired me around. I've always loved Tom Petty, but it kind of sent me down, you know, somewhat of an obsessive rabbit hole. And I found out his birthday is like the same as mine, October 20th, and I'm October 19th. So I kind of like, you know, just taking him in as a hero and inspiring figure. And I really just simply admire his songwriting.
Yeah. I the phrase I use for Petty is elegant simplicity.
Yeah.
Because it's very simple, right? Mm-hmm. There's nothing super complex.
You can read into it or you don't have to, you know?
Right. And it's just like, there's a reason he's so popular. There's a commonality
in
what he does, that he's very accessible to a lot of people while still being good and, like you said, still retaining your integrity.
Yeah.
In any case. But I mean, I think there are worse things you could do to channel your inner Tom Petty. So, it's a good star, good Polaris. If you're going to follow a star, follow the Tom Petty star. Let's hear a little bit of this. You've got Trip Beam is accompanying you on drums.
Yes.
What song we have picked? I think it's
Silver Linings.
Tell me just a little bit about this and let's hear it.
Yeah, you know, another thing I did on this album that was sort of interesting in terms of lyrical approach is two different songs, Under My Skin and Silver Linings. I thought of the title, and then, you know, I kind of look online and I see what other titles exist, because there are these like classic phrases.
Right.
And I think that's a really interesting place to start lyrically. And for Under My Skin, there was just Frank Sinatra's I've Got You Under My Skin, and I was sort of surprised there weren't more titles around it. And then Silver Linings, there was really maybe one or two things, but mostly that movie Silver Linings Playbook. And I thought, gosh, well, it's so just to me, it sounds like a classic country song, which I tried to, you know, give it a country ballad sort of work over.
Yeah.
But, you know, and definitely this last year for me was just a lot about holding out hope and not getting discouraged. And
yeah. Well, you're doing great. You're sounding great. You're looking great. And I can't wait to hear what this sounds like. Okay. So this is Amy Blaschke. By the way, you can drop by amyblaschke.com to check out her music. That's B-L-A-S-C-H-K-E. Good Irish name, right?
German.
That's a joke, son. I'm kidding. I'm setting him up and knocking him down. I'm pitching him, but you're not catching
you got
him, boy.
You said with a deadpan.
All right. Okay. So this is Amy Blaschke with Trip Beam playing drums. The song is Silver Linings from her brand new record, Breaking the Blues. This is a live version on Independence Day.
Silver linings on clouds gone by, drying the tears I used to cry. Holding out for love I wanted. Holding out for love I wanted to stay true. Silver around
That's Amy Blaschke on Independence Day. Drop by amyblaschke.com, B-L-A-S-C-H-K-E. Good Irish name like we were talking about before. You can follow her on Twitter at amy_Blaschke. And of course, I would be honored if you drop by Independence Day's website. That's indepday.com, I-N-D-E-P-D-A-Y.com. Follow us on Twitter at indepday and on Instagram as well. I put pictures. It's mostly pictures of me climbing mountains these days, but there's some music stuff on there too. So wonderful, wonderful stuff. I love hearing your music. Like, I really, there's something about some artists that like they have their own thing. We're way into this rock and roll music thing, decades and decades on. But to do something original now and but still sounds familiar, which is that Petty thing. Maybe you're just doing, you're doing it right. So kudos to you. It sounds great.
Thank you.
And the record sounds great too. We're going to hear a track from that in just a minute. But first, you've got, tell me just a little bit more about recording Breaking the Blues. Like, Brian Whelan is producing again. But but you said you went in kind of, were the songs fully complete when you went in? Because that's one way to change it, is to go into the studio and kind of like let the studio morph the songs. Like, what was your approach this time around?
Yeah, well, so I work with Brian Whelan again as the producer. And one of the reasons I like working with Brian is because he's, you know, wears all the hats himself. He's a singer-songwriter and a multi-instrumentalist. So, you know, he can really execute any musical idea he may have. And, you know, he's just got a rich awareness of musical history and, you know, really like his taste. And his music is different from mine, but, you know, I can count on him to bring the tempo or the rock a little bit more to what I have to offer, which is kind of more folky at its core. Right. But yeah, so we decided to work together again. And basically, like last time, I had a bunch of songs and I sent him demos, and then we did some pre-production where we went through the songs and decided which ones to record, and Brian helped me brush up the arrangements, and there were some songs where he suggested, you know, I would work on this one some more, and this is really the first time I've had someone in that kind of editor involved in the final process, and it's made me a better songwriter. And then, you know, chose to work with Mark Raines again at Station House Studio, and I would say the three of us just have a really, really great rapport, really great creative relationship. Of course, Mark ends up contributing a lot of ideas sonically as well. You know, whether or not there's this really cool, like, shimmering effect that we gave to the acoustic guitars, trying to get like a Jeff Lynne
thing going on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so Mark had some tricks up his sleeve for that. And then, you know, Brian really had plans in mind about who would come in. He played, of course, a lot on the record, but then we had quite a number of drummers come in, and that
some
was all...
Some fun people, Don, people from the Independence Day family, I like to call them a family, of which you are part. But Don Heffington, who is an artist that's been on the show, Lee Pardini played, who's been on the show, Brian, of course. Good band. That sounds great. I mean, the stuff I've heard so far sounds
really
fantastic.
Really great guys. Also, the drummers, Trip Beam, George Schlepik, Luke Adams, really great people. And then Jebin Bruni is like a keyboard player who has this huge bag of interesting sonic tricks. And this is the third record of mine that he's been on. And I met him through Josh Grange, one of the first people to kind of take me under his wing in L.A.
And what we're listening to right now, this music that's creeping in here, this is Breaking the Blues. It's the title track.
Title track.
From the new record. Sounds great. The drums sound cool. You described it as the Led Zeppelin track, I think.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it comes through. And it's a really cool thing. Again, if you're going to rip somebody off, and I mean that in a good way, like if you're going to steal, steal from the best.
Right.
And then tell me real quick, like you've got the album's coming out next week, but you're playing a show this weekend, right? Grand Ole Echo.
Grand Ole
Echo.
Which
is free before 5 now, I think. And you're playing right at 5.
Yep, we're playing right at 5. I got the show before deciding to release the album, so I just figured, all right, I'm going to get that record out there.
I think that word
time
is
time it with the show.
Indeed, that word is serendipity.
Yeah,
indeed. Amy, thank you so much.
Thank you, Joe, for
coming
me
back in. It's always lovely to see you. Always lovely to hear your music. And I'm in about 6 months. I'm going to look forward to hearing your next record, which is probably going
to
come out
next time. It's a return to sort of Nick Drake, I think.
Oh, now you're talking sexy now, Amy Blaschke. Okay,
Amy
Blaschke, Independence Day. Let's hear this, Breaking the Blues. Amy Blaschke, Independence Day.
Nothing to do. There is nothing to say. Break.